Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SG Mart Limited Q3 FY26 earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. We are pleased to welcome the management of SG Mart. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anubhav Gupta from SG Mart Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks to Motilal Oswal for hosting SG Mart for its Q3 FY26 earnings call, and I welcome all the participants who have joined. I am accompanied by my colleagues, Mr. Suraj Kumar, the CFO, Mr. Amit Thakur, Director, Mr. Archit Arora, Leader Service Center Business, Ms. Anamika Gulati, Leader Renewable Business, and Mr. Naman Rastogi, General Manager Strategy. If you look at the third quarter, the tough environment persisted in third quarter with the decline in steel prices and softness in the demand. Though the financial performance is below expectations, but we are not disappointed with our business performance. If you look at our third quarter revenue, the sales volume has increased 9% quarter-on-quarter, so both B2B metal trading and renewable structure businesses are ramping up. We are not scared of 17 crore EBITDA, which we reported for the third quarter, because the actual business EBITDA was 40 crore rupees for the third quarter. Because of the softness in steel prices, there was inventory loss of around 20 crore rupees as we carry 20-25 days of inventory, and there was sharp correction in the steel prices to the tune of 2,500-3,000 rupees per ton. And plus, there are minor 2-3 crores of business expenses which we incurred to build the renewable structure and open profile business. I'll talk about it shortly about it. So it is important to understand that how we are at 40 crore of quarterly EBITDA at business level and how we are going to take this to 60 crore rupees in Q4 and eventually to 80-85 crore quarterly run rate in FY27. So we will give you the clear picture that how we are achieving 40 crore in the current quarter, which went by Q3, how we're going to increase it by 50% in Q4, and how it's going to further increase to 80-85 crores quarterly run rate in FY27. So there are four businesses on which SG Mart is standing today, four pillars. Number one pillar is the service center business, wherein we have four operational service centers in India and one in Dubai. Five new service centers will be operational in FY27, and we have already started identifying 10 more locations for which the land acquisition work has started. So by end of FY28, early FY29, we shall have all 20 service centers up and running. And over here, we are offering three product services. Number one is stock and sell of HR coil. Number two is cut-to-length metal sheets. And number third is embossed specialized checkered sheets for various industrial uses. So service center business, if you see Q3, we did around 163,000 tons in total with 50,000 tons of monthly run rate, 50,000-55,000, which is coming per service center. Now, in Q3, EBITDA was slightly lower at around 1,500 rupees per ton. In general, we make 2,000 rupees per ton. Here, the spreads were lower by 500 rupees per ton because the market was on the declining side in terms of raw material prices. There was some pressure on sales and lack of demand. We had to offer some discounts to our customers. In quarter four, the revenue will be similar because the new service centers will start contributing from Q1, Q2 of FY27. Quarter four, the volume will remain same, around 160,000 tons. The EBITDA spread will improve to 2,000 rupees per ton, which is a real margin for the business. The second business is the B2B metal trading. In B2B metal trading, we did around 125,000 tons of volume in quarter three. In quarter four also, we expect similar volumes. Of course, the EBITDA spreads will improve here as well. In quarter three, the EBITDA spread was around 500-600 rupees range. Again, because of declining steel prices, there was pressure on sales, lack of demand. Since the steel price correction has got arrested, the business will make real spreads of 900-1,000 rupees per ton. These two businesses, the volume will remain flattish in Q4, but EBITDA spreads will improve sequentially, which will improve the overall profitability for these two businesses. The third business is the renewable structures. The solar structures, what we are selling to IPPs and OEM customers in India. In quarter three, we did around 17,000 tons of sales volume. In quarter four, based on the current order book, we will be doing around 25,000 tons for Q3. EBITDA spread, of course, it was a bit lower in third quarter because the business is ramping up. Now all the costs got incurred already. The EBITDA spreads will be to the tune of around 4,000 rupees per ton. We have a healthy order book here, and now we are impaneled with almost 20-25 large OEM and IPPs in the country. This business will continue to grow quarter on quarter. The fourth business, which is part of the structures only, wherein we wanted to start open sections starting from structure for residential rooftop, then cable trays for construction and purlins and racking structures. We have identified all these products. The capacities are being built up. We launched one structure for residential rooftop in end of January. The result has been so encouraging because these products are being sold to our group distribution network. A lot of strength we are getting because it is selling under APL Apollo brand with the strong margins as well. Quarter three, there was no volume from sale of these structures through trade route. In quarter three, sorry, in quarter four, we are expecting 10,000 tons of volume from these products. Q4, and we are making around 6,000-7,000 rupees per ton here because of brand premium. If you multiply these four business segments, the revenue volume, which I explained, and multiply it with EBITDA per ton, we come around 60 crore of business EBITDA in Q4. Now we do not expect any steel price correction. In fact, there has been some price increase only in month of January. Let's see how February and March pan out. If if trend remains upward, there could be some reversal of inventory losses which we incurred in Q3 that will be over and above 60 crores of business EBITDA. But we don't want to, we do not want to comment on that. But we are very confident that our business EBITDA of 40 crore in Q3 will go up to 60 crore of business EBITDA in Q4. Now, let me explain how we are looking at FY 2027. So FY 2027, the service centers, five operational, and we will get volume from two, three service centers which will start in H1 of FY 2027. So the five locations where we are putting up are: number one is Punjab, number two is Jaipur, number three is Kolkata, number four is Indore, and number five is Ahmedabad. Jaipur will start firstly, followed by Punjab. Indore, Ahmedabad also, work is on track. And Kolkata, we shall be starting by end of FY 2027. So overall, we may get around 750,000 tons of full-year volume from service centers. And assuming 2,000 rupees per ton EBITDA, which we are generating, we will get 150 crore EBITDA from the service centers. Then we have Dubai service center, which is generating around 10-12 crore of EBITDA on monthly basis. We do around, sorry, we do around 15,000 tons of monthly volume with superior spreads versus what we get in India. So we will get around 50 crore for the full year. We get 10-12 crore per quarter. So this translates to 50 crore for the full year from the Dubai service center. So the total service center business will give us 200 crore of EBITDA. Then the B2B metal trading business will see, assuming the minimum volume, depending on how steel supply shapes up, although we are quite positive as more and more steel supply is coming up, but this is something where we are dependent on the steel supply. So we are not giving aggressive guidance here. We are being very, very conservative. So we are taking the same run rate what we are doing, 125,000 tons per quarter. So full year will be 500,000 tons. And here, the EBITDA spread will be 800-900. So 50 crore will come from B2B business, B2B metal trading business. Then we come to solar structures and the other structures what we are selling. So on and all, we have developed 250,000 tons of annual capacity for solar structures and 250,000 tons capacity for the other structures, which we will sell through trade channel. So total, it will be 0.5 million tons, 500,000 tons of annual capacity. For solar structures, we have assumed volume of around 180,000 tons for full year, which means run rate of 13,000-14,000 tons per month, which we are confident of. The profiles for the trade, the multiple other products for the trade segment, here we will do around 200,000 tons. So put together, we will be around 350,000-400,000 tons of structures with EBITDA of around 4,000-5,000 rupees per ton, which can give another 120-150 crore EBITDA. So all in all, our business plan for FY 2027 stands at around 350 crore plus EBITDA. The only risk to these numbers could be, again, a sharp correction in the steel prices, which has been continuing for the last 2 years. But at the level the steel prices have come, we don't expect it to hurt our P&L. Plus, what has happened is that our absolute EBITDA, so Now, Q4, we do 60 crore of business EBITDA, so we shall close FY26 with around 140 crore of full-year EBITDA versus 103 crore last year, FY25. So still, we are talking about 35%-40% jump in absolute EBITDA. And when this 140 crore becomes 350 crore, so the impact from the steel prices also keeps on reducing. We saw this in journey of our another group company, APL Apollo Steel Pipes, that when the EBITDA used to be small at absolute level, the steel prices fluctuation used to hit its P&L. But now that the absolute EBITDA is becoming a big number, then steel price fluctuation doesn't hit the P&L very badly. So we are confident that no matter how steel prices behave, unless there is like 15%-20% crash, we should be able to achieve 350 crore plus EBITDA for FY27. In terms of balance sheet, you see that the working capital days stood at 27 as of December 31st, 2025. This was slightly higher because of the advance payments we made to steel suppliers ahead of the imposition of anti-dumping duty on steel. So we just wanted to kind of book some steel because some restocking takes place. So we made some advance payments to the steel suppliers. So by March, it will be better than 27 days what we reported. So we continue to maintain 50% earnings CAGR, which is our long-term guidance, right? Although FY26 was badly hit in the first nine months, still, we will be delivering a 40% kind of EBITDA growth. And fingers crossed, FY27, there could be like a 100% jump with the business model, which I explained, where we don't see much of a challenge because it's been 2.5 years the company got into existence. Now we have everything ready to take off, all the systems, capacities, team, everything is in place. So with all the confidence and conviction, we are talking about these financial numbers. That's all from our side. Happy to take questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vivek Patel from Ficom Family Office. Please go ahead.
Very good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yes, you are audible.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. I just wanted to understand from Mr. Rachit Arora and obviously Anubhav sir as well, as to firstly, the Jaipur service center, if I'm not wrong, was expected to become operational in Q4. And also, so what is probably causing the delay, as you mentioned that you're planning to open the same in FY27? And broadly, what are the key challenges that is faced by the company in expansion of the service center as well, although the company has ample cash on the books, I believe 880 crore, 900 crore as of December. And also, as you mentioned, there are locations which are scouted through the country as well. We'd be very thankful if you could expand on that.
Yeah. So just to answer the question on some delay on Jaipur operations beginning in quarter four, so it is just delayed by a couple of months because of excessive rains in that area. The rains lasted up to November. Civil work was impacted for a couple of months. Now it's back on track, and we should be able to start operations by mid of March.
And to answer on like the ability to be aggressive on the service centers, see, I mean, like I said, now we have 20 service center locations on hand in India, plus one in Dubai. Four are operational, five work has started already. The other sites I can name, like Chennai, Hyderabad, Coimbatore, Hubli, Kolhapur, Kanpur, Ranchi, Vizag, Patna, Siliguri, Guwahati, Bhubaneswar in Odisha. All these sites, we have activated the land acquisition process, and maybe in one, two more quarters, you will see, we will keep updating you that we have logged sites at these locations, and the work has started. So see, I mean, it took us like three, four quarters to get convinced that, yes, I mean, we can easily do 8,000, 9,000 ton of monthly volume from each service center, right, with 2,000 rupees per ton of EBITDA, so that we get desired ROC of 25-30%. Now, it's been like three, four quarters, consistent three, four quarters that we have achieved this. So it gives us a lot of confidence and conviction that now we have to become aggressive and go all out. So January 2026 is that month where we have taken a call that now we'll go all out, and we want to establish these 20 plus one service centers as soon as possible.
Understood. Thank you for that. Nextly, EBITDA per ton, as you were mentioning over the quarters. So FY25, EBITDA per ton was slightly above 900 rupees, and for this 9 months, it stood at slightly above 1,000. So based on your plans of expansion of service centers and also increasing share of renewables over the next few quarters, how do you expect this number, EBITDA per ton, to change over the next, say, 2 years, FY27, FY28?
So I think, I mean, one should not look at the blended EBITDA per ton, okay? What one should look at is that how each business vertical is performing. Although, I mean, it may appear like around 1,800, 1,900 rupees per ton, okay, on blended basis, but there is a lot of scope to increase margins in the renewable structures and the other profile structures. Because once you start doing some of the like backward integration, you can get a lot of the margins from quoting process, right? So I think we are very clear that B2B business should be generating 1,000 rupees per ton. Service center business in India should be generating 2,000 rupees per ton. Service center business in Dubai should be generating 5,000 rupees per ton plus. Then the solar OEM business should be generating 3,000-5,000 rupees per ton, and the profile business, which is trade-led sales, that should generate upward of 5,000-6,000 rupees per ton. So we are very clear on this, and each business vertical has its own working capital requirements, so each business vertical will throw its own ROC, right? So we are not too much concerned that what will be the EBITDA per ton on blended basis. Rather, what we look at is what will be the ROC for the overall company, ROC at the overall company level.
Understood. And last question I had was on the financials. So the short-term borrowings have reduced drastically from, I think, about 700 crores in FY25 to 130 now in December. While the interest cost has stayed in the range of 12 crore in quarter 1 and 2, and now it has increased to 17. Just wanted to understand why the interest cost has stayed the same while the debt has come down drastically. Thank you.
So see, I mean, if you look at the interest cost, which we account 13-14 crore for the whole year, okay, for the quarter, annualized is around 50-55 crore rupees. So this translates that we have used like kind of loan of 740 crore. Short term, long term, it is Suraj's call that how he wants to navigate with the bankers. Now, out of 750 crore, so that's the loan or that's the limits we have taken from the banks, right? So half of this goes for the bill discounting, right? Because we sell on cash and carry, so we get the receivables discounted from various banks, and plus there is a gross debt on the books which you can see around 134 crore rupees. And then we use some bank limits while we import steel from overseas. So a lot of steel is always on high sea, where we have to fund those purchases. So that's the breakup of like the quarterly interest cost of 13-14 crore, or I would say 5 crore per month, 4 crore per month run rate. But then at the same time, we have 800 crore of cash on the books, right, which gives us around 15, 16, 17 crore of quarterly interest income also.
Yeah, understood. Just a small follow-up, sir. How much of your steel requirements are you importing now?
It will become very less only in Dubai. Right, because the Indian government recently imposed steel duty, anti-dumping tariffs. So for India, anyways, we were importing very less since April 2025. Anti-dumping duties came in, and now the government continued it for next 2 years. So nothing much here. Dubai, of course, it is all imported.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot and all the very best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rahul Kumar from Vicaria Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you just elaborate further on the interest cost breakup between the various heads which you mentioned? So how much was because of bill discounting? How much was because of short-term cost, short-term debt?
So 50% is because of bill discounting. Okay, and 50% would be 40% will be for import of steel, and rest would be like bank charges, etc.
Okay, and there is short term debt also, right? 134 crore.
Yeah, so that I have taken into account.
Where? Which head?
Others.
Okay. And how much bill discounting we do on an average?
So normally, like you can back calculate. When I say 50% is bill discounting, right? Interest cost. 7% is the interest rate. You can do back calculation.
Acha. Okay. And okay. Second question, I think on the renewables structure business, can you give some more color on the order book status, how it has moved and what is it now?
Yep, so order book is 300 crore plus, right? which is enough to do volume of around 25,000 tons for the quarter four. So we are fully covered for that, and as we have installed almost 1.5 gigawatt of structures we have already installed since we started the business in quarter one, right? So there is a lot of acceptance in the market that SGMart is already number two player, and the empanelments have become very easy now. It's just that steel prices went up a bit, so purchases, like the new orders will take 5-10 days to settle because all the purchase heads of solar companies, they are getting adjusted to the increase in steel prices. So maybe like early February, this 300 crore order book could be above 400 crore with the pipeline what we have in hand.
Okay. Okay. So this 300 crore is only for the Q4 and, right?
No, no. Not 25,000 ton. If we do, the average realization is 75,000. So it's around 200 crore, under 200 crores.
Got it. Got it. And correct me if I'm wrong, then how much volume did we get from the two new rented facilities which have opened in the quarter?
So it's around 3,000-4,000 tons per month from each entity.
Okay. Okay. So does that mean that?
Now that we are setting up our own centers, right? So we are not ramping those up. We're just waiting for our centers to start. So once we start our centers, so this 3,000-4,000 ton will shift, plus additional 5,000-6,000 ton will capture extra market.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Aman Soni from Nvest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. I'm audible.
Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. So first question, again, like this quarter also, we are speaking about 60 crore EBITDA. And maybe I've joined a little bit late, so maybe you must have explained it. So just wanted to understand from you, the 60 crore EBITDA that we are targeting, and at the same time, we are speaking about there is a little bit of slowdown in steel downstream products, demand of steel downstream products. So how are we confident enough to achieve this big number, sir, in Q4?
So two things. One, that we already achieved 40 crore business EBITDA in Q3. So this gives us a lot of confidence for Q4, number one. Number two, B2B metal business and service center business. We are assuming flattish sales volume. We are not factoring in any increase in the sales volume sequentially. Because the demand environment was weak in quarter three, so there was push sales, which led us to offer some discounts to the customers. But now we have pulled off those discounts, and we are getting the desired margin of 1,000 rupees per ton in B2B and 2,000 rupees per ton in the service center business. So earnings will increase from improvement in the margins in B2B and service centers. Plus, the solar business, we did 17,000 ton volume. Now we are projecting 25,000 tons, right? So 30% increase in the volume here. And margins will also expand as the operating leverage benefits come in. Plus, the new products for trade, like solar structure for the residential rooftop application, that we launched. Then cable tray will start next month. Then the slotted angle, which is used for racking system, that will start. Then purlin structures for PV sheds, that will start. So we are expecting almost 10,000 ton of additional volume from these products in the quarter four. And because they're selling under the APL Colo brand, so the margins are really high. So this gives us confidence that 60 crore is a very much achievable number in terms of business EBITDA.
Okay, and usually we speak about that business EBITDA will obviously reflect in the bottom line as well. So can we expect the similar PAT?
So interest cost will be similar to the other income, right? And tax rate will be slightly lower because Dubai is also contributing. So growth-wise, it will match, yes. But because, see, what's happening is that business is using cash to build capacities to open service centers. So the other income will slowly, gradually keep on going down right? Earlier we used to have 1,100 crore cash on the books. Now we have 780-790 crore cash. As we go on to acquire land for 20 location, for 10 more locations, again we'll have to use cash for capex, right? So we're talking to some machine vendors where we purchase machinery for all the 10 service centers in one go, so that we get a very sweet deal, right? So we may have to pay advances for buying of machinery. It's just that other income will keep on going down as the business will use more cash. Otherwise, the flow from EBITDA to PAT will be same.
So let's suppose 350 crore EBITDA target that we are taking for FY27. What is the bottom line are you anticipating there?
So I think let's calculate here only. Other income, Suraj, will be like what, 40-50 crores for the full year next year?
Less than that. 500 crore FD.
500. So 30 interest rates are going down. So 40 CR. So 400 CR is, Naman, the 400 CR is the 400 CR is the EBITDA with other income.
Yeah.
Okay. Then interest expense will be how much?
Somewhere around
50 crores.
So and depreciation is somewhere around 15 crores.
15. All right. 335 into 0.23. 34. So we will be around 250 crore packed. Sure.
More or less, like it will also be growing in the direction only, direction of EBITDA. Understood. And the last quarter when we spoke on this EBITDA run rate, so you mentioned very clearly like Q4 will be the one where our business dynamics will get defined in the terms of the EBITDA that we will be doing going ahead because of the product mix change. As you mentioned, we are a little bit more focusing on the service center business, and the emphasis will go down on the B2B business, and that's why the steel prices impact will be over the quarters will be negligible, right? So is that time has arrived or not? Like Q4 run rate will, can we assume it to be a next base for SG Mart?
Sir, that's why with a lot of conservativeness we are giving this number, although our internal target is high, right? So 60 crore is something which we shall achieve definitely. You should have, we could have delivered the performance in Q3 also if there was no inventory write-downs. So yes, 60 crore here, and then 65, 70, 80, 90, that's how Q1 FY27 to Q4 will flow down to for us to achieve 350 crores. So we don't see much of error in these numbers.
Just last one clarification on the demand outlook, maybe a little bit on the longer side. I went through the PPT of your group company as well. There also the chairman has highlighted the ongoing slowdown in the construction, particularly on the government capex side. So how do you see this, and how do you see the picture shaping up from here? Like, are you also witnessing these kind of slowdown to continue maybe for next few quarters?
I mean, macro should be better than what it is. There is no doubt about it. Okay. But for us to be able to achieve our guidance, what we are focusing on is that either we are launching new products, we are getting into new entries, or we are opening service centers in new locations. So it's like new customer acquisition or new product addition. So we are not cannibalizing the existing business. The sales volume from service centers, we have already taken peak number of 8,000 rupees per ton from the existing operational service centers. Now it may go to 9,000, 10,000, 11,000 if demand is good. So that's the upside. But while giving you FY27 guidance, we are factoring in 8,000 ton only per month from one service center. because I mean, factoring in the demand slowdown. If there is upside, that numbers can definitely go up.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side, sir, and all the best for the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vishal Mehta from Oaklane Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, Vishal, please go ahead.
So my question was regarding the renewable division. Now, I just wanted to understand if I'm having my calculations right. This quarter, we did about 45 crores per month revenue with a 5,000, 6,000 volume. And what we are effectively guiding for FY 2027 is for the solar business, this will become 110 crores, and there will be a 15,000 volume per month. So.
Vishal, we did 17,000 tons in renewables.
That's for the quarter, right? So about 5,000 per month. So what I'm saying is from 17,000, so basically, if I multiply that by four, it's close to about 80,000.
Okay.
So 80,000, we're expecting 80,000 to go to 180. So I'm just trying to understand how do we bridge this gap from 80 to 180 in the solar business? As in, because we have orders only worth 300, 400, so is there a visibility that we have for that? That is the first question. And I can come back to the second one, as in I'll ask that once this is done.
So Vishal, this 17,000 tons which we did, we only did it from one plant in Ghaziabad. Now, our Raipur plant has started, and our Pune plant is also starting in February. Okay? So our capacity will be three times of what it is right now, number one. Number two, we had the order book of like 250 crores-80 crores. Now it is 300 crore rupees. So we were just waiting for our capacities to start, right? New capacities in Raipur and Pune to start before we go aggressive on the order booking. Third is that, like I said, there has been increase in steel prices in month of January. So all the solar companies, they have kind of delayed the purchases because they're adjusting to the new steel price, right? Everyone thinks that steel prices can't increase so sharply. They may come down. So they may see that how fair pricing goes about, right? And then they will start taking the calls. So order booking will come in February. We are not bothered about it. Number four is the kind of demand for solar structures, which is going to come up, right? Right now, the market is around 50,000 tons a month. Okay? And we only did 5,000 tons. Okay? And we're talking about 15,000-20,000 tons for 180, meaning 15,000 tons a month, right? So I'm not. I'm talking about like 20% market share, 20%-25% market share with the capacity as a number one leader. Okay? That much capacity is important. And I mean, you talk to top 10 IPPs of India, the kind of installations they have in their business plans. Some of our listed also, you may get public data also. I mean, that's insane. So we believe that this 40,000-50,000 tons a monthly market could go to 70,000-80,000 tons in next two, three years on monthly basis.
Okay. And sir, in terms of the margin profile, so we've spoken about 4,000 rupees per ton for this business. But in the presentation for the solar business, renewable business.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we gave 6%-8%, no?
Yeah. In the presentation, it is 6%-8%. So is there a disconnect? Because that turns out to be a little 6,000 odd.
So here, I mean, there are some products which are upcoming, right? So there, the NSR is a bit low. So the blended NSR will be 65,000 rupees per ton. And let's take average of 7%, so 4,500-5,000 rupees per ton.
Got it. So the NSR for the new products is a little lower.
Yeah, because that's only zinc coating, whereas solar structures are zinc plus aluminum coating.
Great, sir. Very encouraging. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thanks. Thank you, Vishal.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rajiv Bhatt from KL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. I just had a couple of questions. One is related to, you know, the current geopolitical environment which is going on, right? Between US, European Union, China, and how it's impacting the trade within India. So knowing with this global dynamics in being the background, I just wanted to understand how exactly will it be impacting the SG Mart ability to deliver on the guidance of EBITDA, which you said, right, 60 crores in Q4 and 80 crores per quarter going forward. And specifically, what measures are you all taking to mitigate any kind of risk related to steel price volatility or any trade disruptions, etc.?
So see, I mean, the in terms of risk management, okay, the steel prices in quarter three by end of December were at like almost low in the last 6 years. We saw that steel prices just before COVID. After that, there has been a massive rally in steel prices until 2023, and then they started coming down, right, 2024 and 25. And December 25 was the lowest. So we were like keeping inventory pretty low, right? And we were kind of confident, although it's very difficult to take a bet on commodity cycle, but we were fairly confident that steel prices should not be going lower than the like levels what we saw in December. And today there have been, I mean, till today there has been result from one steel mill which came out. So the EBITDA spreads of that company also they are pretty low. So Indian steel mills were sure that they had to increase pricing January onwards. So in risk mitigation, only thing what we can do is keep minimum inventory levels, right? We don't want to speculate or take bets on steel price movements because that's not part of our business plan. Never was, never will be. Secondly, on geopolitical, I think how it can impact or how it is impacting global commodities is, I mean, the rise in pricing only. Right, you take any commodity, the prices are going high only. So we work on pass-through model, right? Our products are fully linked to the steel prices, how they behave domestically or internationally. Yes, I mean, we don't expect it to hurt too much on a full year basis. In one quarter, like quarter three got hit because of like sharp correction, but it will not repeat. Again and again. So what encourages us is that we generated 40 crore of business EBITDA in Q3, which will go to 60 crores in quarter four. I mean, that's what we are thinking.
Yeah. So my second question is related to, you know, late last year, Mr. Rohan Gupta from your group, he had basically shown confidence in the stock and he had done a purchase, open market purchase of 329 or so. You know, now that we intend to kind of grow up, you know, the guidance which you all have given, which kind of gives us also as investors confidence that if the stock price were to correct, you know, basis what what kind of guidance which was given in the past and the performance which you have clearly stated was because of the situation which was outside the management's control, right? So if at all the stock were to kind of correct negatively, I presume that the management has got the confidence to kind of do a similar kind of buyback from the open market. Any kind of thoughts on that particular thing in terms of a conviction of sticking to the guidance and thereby also giving confidence to the extended investor community?
So definitely, I mean, that transaction happened in September 2025, right, where the family added 3.5 million shares. We are confident on like how SG Mart earnings trajectory will look like, right? Yes, I mean, the family, the management, the promoters, everyone is pretty bullish on the long-term prospects of the company.
Thank you, sir, and all the best. And we have fingers crossed that the guidance is something which we actually see on the ground. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our last question comes from the line of Vikas Mistry from Moonshot Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Hi, Anubhav, and hi, Sudhir. How are you? So, first of all, very congratulations on expanding your portfolio in terms of renewable and structures. So we have given some market share across this renewable and structures, and how we are confident enough to get that much amount of market share, and what is the competitive intensity across the segments?
So here there are two sales points. Number one is OEM, which are India's IPPs, okay, or solar EPC players. Number two, these other structures which are sold through trade. So APL Apollo Group has 800 dealers across India, which further sell to 50,000 retail shops, and those 50,000 retail shops sell to 200,000 fabricators. The channel to sell steel pipe or any other product which the group has been doing. So what we found out is the channel is same. Okay. So if you look at the slide number 15, there are two products on the left side which are operational. Number one is the utility, which is OEM sales point business, and second is it's called Strut, which goes on the rooftop of residential structures. Okay. So this is sold through trade. We launched this product last month, December, and I mean, we are already selling like 1,500 tons per month. Okay. Per day, 1,500 tons per day. I mean, we only got like one mill. Three more mills are coming. So one mill is already full. So it's the vast network which will drive the sales for these products. Okay. And as far as the IPP is concerned, the OEM-led business, like I said, in last 8-9 months since we started, we have already supplied structure to install 1.5 gigawatts of solar energy, of solar power, which gives enough confidence to the industry that SG Mart has established itself as a serious player to supply ground-mounted solar structures for the industry. Here, the right to win is again steel, which comes from Tata JSW, right, coated steel, and we are already buying in bulk, getting advantage in terms of pricing, and some benefit we pass it on to the customer to win the orders.
Okay, so Anbu, apart from these products that we mentioned in the presentation, do we have another products which are lined up, which are of similar size and which are of high value addition? Do we have them?
So maybe in service centers, we are exploring selling of, so right now we sell HR-led sheets, metal sheets. We are working on some coated sheets also. Maybe in next earnings call or maybe one quarter further, we will come back. We will come with a business plan that how within the existing service centers we can expand the portfolio from normal or I would say HR metal sheets to coated metal sheets also.
Yeah, thanks. Good to hear that. So my last question is itself on volatility towards that is dragging inventory losses, making inventory losses. So at what run rate of EBITDA where we feel comfortable with the 5%-10% drawdown on maybe quarterly EBITDA level drag due to 3%-4% drag in the prices?
This will keep on going down as our absolute EBITDA keeps on increasing. Like I said, we are seeing this moving.
Sorry for interruption. Anubhav, I'm just trying to pick your brains on the fact that at what EBITDA level it become pretty small. So our internal understanding says that at roughly 150 crores of EBITDA level, that become pretty insignificant. So what's your take on that?
I think 350 crore we hit in FY27. Okay, we should be fairly okay. Then, when we go 500 crore plus, then the hit, the pinch will be very, very less.
Thanks, Anubhav, for that, and kudos to the team, and we hope that you continue to bring new products, high margin products, and thanks a lot, Suraj, you too.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Anubhav Gupta from SG Mart Limited for closing comments.
Thanks to everyone for joining in. I know that numbers look disappointing, but in real, we have done much better, and we will do much better in quarter four, which will give a lot of confidence to the investors that how we are going to achieve 350 crore EBITDA next year. Thanks so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.